From Chicago, the Wrigley people present Just Entertainment. Friends, while Gene Autry is away for a few weeks of rest, the Wrigley people are happy to bring you a pleasant variety of Just Entertainment, featuring some of your favorite personalities. And here to play host once again is Mr. Burgess Meredith.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe Foss, and hello again, everybody. I hope you're enjoying a very happy Easter and that the entertainment we plan for you will help somehow to make it a little happier still. So make room in your Easter basket for such good eggs as the lovely Felicia Sanders, the sensational Something Smith and the Redheads, the sparkling arrangements of Cesar Petrillo and his orchestra, and because ham is traditional on Easter, I'm going to be joined by another one, Melvin Douglas. Thank you very much. Anyway, brothers and sisters, help yourself to some different delicious juicy fruit chewing gum and enjoy a pleasant treat while you enjoy the show, which the orchestra will open with Avalon.
Anything like me, you don't need much persuasion to pay a debt you owe to yourself. And I'd say you definitely owe it to yourself to enjoy different, delicious, juicy fruit chewing gum. Yes, you need a change once in a while. You need the luxury of doing something just for the sheer joy of it. And it's a wonderful how chewing juicy fruit gum gives you that swell feeling of taking a brief holiday from care and responsibility. Now, there's the out-and-out fun of long, lively, carefree chewing. And juicy fruit has a fascinating flavor that's a glorious change for your taste. It's delightfully sweet and rich, just exactly the sort of new and unusual flavor you love to enjoy for a happy variety. Try it just for a change. Enjoy different, delicious, juicy fruit chewing gum. You owe it to yourself.
You never spoke a truer word, Joe. Not so long ago, Felicia Sanders made a name and great fame by recording a song from Moulin Rouge, remember? Since then, this charming young lady of song has heaped many successes on that debut disc. One of the most spectacular was her Columbia record of Blue Star. Here's the theme song from the great television show The Medic, Blue Star.
Blue Star. All I do is look at you, for I seem to find peace of mind, and I never get lonely when you shine from afar. With you I don't dare to have a care, for I want to show that your glow lets me know that you know that I'm not blue
Star. Thank you. I think it must have been about, 18 months ago that for some unexplained but very happy reason, a revival of the banjo began to take place in the world of popular music. How about that? This not only warmed the hearts of those who can recall the days when the banjo was considered respectable and welcome company at parties, but it also fascinated the younger generation who regarded it as a new instrument. Spearheading this revival of the banjo was a trio billed as Somethin' Smith and the Redheads. They recorded an old song with a highly imaginative arrangement, and it sold something like 2 million copies last year. Here they are in person. Here's the song, Somethin' Smith and the Redheads, in It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true. When you say, I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie.
Cross my heart and I hope to die. Never, never, never tell another white lie. Took a little doll out on a date last night. Next to her gravel girl, she looked alright. I'm between devil and the deep blue sea. Cause I said, baby, you look good to me. I told her I love her, but oh, how I lied. Now she's getting set to be my blushing bride. If she leads me to the altar, then I'm sunk. Cause I can't tell the preacher I've no spunk. So Lord have mercy on a no-comp sinner. Give me one more chance to let another guy win. Cross my heart and I hope to die. I'll never, never, never tell another white lie.
All right, now everybody sing.
Be sure it's true when you say I lie. It's a sin. I love you. If you break another white lie. I'll never tell another white lie.
Well, that's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, it's especially festive for me to be invited into your home via radio on Easter Sunday. So I feel under a happy compulsion to produce an Easter parade for you. It's just a little one-unit Easter parade consisting of juicy fruit chewing gum. That's all, but that's enough. Brothers and sisters, just let your mind's eye picture that sunny package of juicy fruit in its Easter yellow wrapper. You'll see all the elements of a holiday parade: fun, color, and action. I've already described the color, but the fun of chewing juicy fruit is all yours to enjoy. Gay, lively chewing that's as young as springtime. And the fascinating flavor of juicy fruit is fun, too. So don't miss out on any of it. Buy different, delicious, juicy fruit chewing gum and have fun.
With Tea House of the August Moon, the great vehicle of the theater, which stars our own Burgess Meredith, playgoers in Chicago these days are thrilling to the performance of Melvin Douglas in the dramatic Inherit the Wind. Tradition has it that the Holy Week plays havoc with box office. So this Easter Sunday would seem an ideal day for two great stars to talk shop and count grosses. Here's Burgess Meredith with his guest, Melvin Douglas.
Well, hello, Mel.
Hi, Ham. What'd you do last week?
Well, we did all... I think we ought to explain that this isn't a rehearsed skit or anything. They just said fill out some time, so... We ought to tell that first. We've
done this often enough before. We can call it rehearsed, huh?
All right, fine. What did you do last week?
We did, a little over 27.2. What did you do? I beg your pardon. This is very good.
Well,
supposed to be the worst week in the year, isn't it?
This
Holy
is the
week
worst,
in Des Moines,
yeah.
In Chicago?
This is the week that they always used to plan the actors and actresses to have babies, you know, so that they wouldn't...
Just the actresses to have babies.
Well, they figured it together. Because, you see, on Easter week, the business was so bad, they used to figure to close. And here you're doing that amount.
There's nothing else to do but have babies. Well, that's all right. Let's close off.
That's right. You know that we've spent, somehow or other, I was figuring it out, that this is the third Easter that you and I have worked somehow in connection with each other. Do you remember what the other two
were? I would have thought that you had that good a memory.
Yes, I do.
One of them was a movie, wasn't it?
One was a movie.
Which...
Lubitsch directed it.
People are always seeing it and telling me about it. You know, that movie was Burgess Meredith.
Uncertain Feeling.
Uncertain Feeling.
And then you remember what the other one was.
The other movie or the other occasion?
No, the other occasion.
We weren't having babies, were we?
No. No, it was about 4 years ago, and it closed in Philadelphia.
Ah, yes. A play by Sam Berman.
Yeah, now do you remember?
You directed it.
I directed it and you acted in it.
Yeah.
At least
we said we did.
Yes. And, what was the name of it? Now, I forgot. There's a block. You see, you forget things.
There is a block. I know it was a play about Fitzgerald, the playwright.
Yes, that's right.
Novelist.
We must write Berman and ask him what happened to that.
What was the name of that play? Do you remember?
No, I really don't. I really don't remember the name of that play.
This is fantastic. It was about Hollywood. It was late in Hollywood.
It was about Hollywood, and it was a failure, but I thought you were really... He was
never
great.
Never had a chance to be a failure. We never got out of Philadelphia.
I know. That's too bad.
What was the name of that play?
Say,
anybody who remembers the name of that play, please write to Gene Autry.
We'll send him some juicy fruit chewing gum. That must have been 3 or 4 people saw us, too. Now, I want to ask you, because we only got a couple of minutes here. Now, we both have character makeups, Melvin, he plays the part of Clarence Darrow in Inherit the Wind here in Chicago, and I'm playing Sakini in Tea House of the August Moon. How long does it take you to make up? And where do you get your hair dyed?
Well, I was getting it dyed in, I won't mention the place, it might scare all their customers away, but in a place until it all began to fall out.
Oh.
Then I moved to another place. I now go way up about 3100 north and sit under the dryers up there.
How long does it take you to make up?
To get my hair dyed or to make up?
Make up.
I usually allow myself a full hour at least, and then I try to be there a little before that. Because I have to touch up this hair a bit, and I've got a few wrinkles to put in and get the spectacles on right. Sort of get myself slouched.
Takes me about that long. I have to put eyelids on, you know, to get the oriental thing. And
well, you had a problem with your hair, too.
Yeah, well, I dye it. I dye
it as if it fell out.
Yeah, well, it's still in there, but I don't know how long I can keep it out.
Well, now, I wish you better luck than I've had.
They tell us we've got to get off. I'd like to ask you more. I'll ask you more after we're off the air.
Okay, fine.
All right, thanks, Mel. See you later. Very much. All right, thank you. And now, with the hope that you like banjo music as much as I do, I'd like to bring back Something Smith and his Redheads to do a little something for anybody celebrating anything anywhere. All right, let's hear something. Go right ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Now this may sound a trifle strange, but we don't think we'll ever change. We believe in what we say. Every day's a holiday. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Oh, we could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet. You gotta get loose and let your head on. What's the use of you just right on saving, slaving? You will wear out living, giving. You will bear out what we say and what we play. Every day's a holiday.
Yes, we believe every day should be a holiday. And that's why when we recorded happy, festive tunes. Pretty little tunes like...
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Pretty baby, oh you doll. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, oh, pretty baby of mine.
Oh, go, Saul. Go down.
For happiness, the place to find it is back in your own backyard.
A bird with feathers and blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see your castles in space through your window pane back in your own backyard. You can go to the east, go to the west, someday you'll come. We're at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own bag. heart back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your old backyard. Go, Caesar!
Go to the end of the world and you'll find that all of the treasure is right in your mind. And every day's a holiday back in your old backyard.
Well, it's certainly not hard to enjoy everything about Something Smith and the Redheads. And I know you'll enjoy everything about different delicious, juicy fruit chewing gum. The package is a glossy, colorful yellow with touches of red to please your eye. Juicy fruit is so enjoyable, too. You'll chew away with a sense of keen pleasure because it's just for fun chewing. And that's always a happy satisfaction. And the really different thing about different delicious, juicy fruit gum is the taste. Yes, sir, believe me, you're going to have a wonderful time discovering that marvelous, different taste when you try it. Juicy fruit is deliberately sweet, and you'll like the special richness that just hits the spot when you're out to indulge yourself a bit. In short, the flavor is fascinating. You'll want to try it soon. So look for the bright yellow package and buy different, delicious, juicy fruit chewing gum.
That's right, friends. Keep that in mind. Juicy fruit is the chewing gum with a fascinating flavor. And now this is Burgess Meredith thanking all of you for joining us on this good, good Easter day. And our thanks to Melvin Douglas, to Felicia Sander, Something Smith and the Redheads, and old Caesar Petrillo for helping us to provide just entertainment. Goodbye, everybody. Huh?
I invite you to tune in again next Sunday at the same time when the Wrigley People present Just Entertainment with Burgess Meredith as your host. This program came to you from Chicago and was produced and directed by Howard Miller and Doug McKay. This is Joe Foss speaking.